What I would like to do with this is we're going to have the clerk call 14, 15, and 16 into the record, and then we will take the public comments from the person that is registered to speak, and then we will obtain legal counsel's advice on going into closed session, and if appropriate, take a vote to go into closed session. So that's the way we will proceed. Madam Clerk, please call 14, 15, and 16 while we're in the public portion so that we have it for the record.
Item 14, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational update on Block 6E in the Park East Corridor. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Item 15, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational update on the O'Donnell Park parking structure. This is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. And item 16, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a written report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development. This is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, those are the three items scheduled for closed session. Going to go now to Mr. T. Bailey Smith. Did you have a comment you were going to make?
Nope. All of our comments are for closed session.
All right. We do have Mr. Charlie Camps, who has registered for public comment. Mr. Camps, would you like to come forward and indicate the item you're speaking in public about?
Item 16, Madam Chairman.
Right, that's the Barrett Visionary Development.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Mr. Camps.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to talk to the chair and the supervisors about the transit center and the public trust doctrine and the proposed sale to Barrett Visionary Development. I practiced environmental law for many, many years, and so Preserve Our Parks has asked me to be the point person on this issue. The public trust doctrine is enshrined in the Wisconsin law. It's based on the provisions in the Articles of the Northwest Territory of 1787, which governed Wisconsin prior to statehood. And then the same provisions put into the Wisconsin Constitution when it became a state in 1848. I've read that the federal Congress required those provisions in the Wisconsin Constitution as a condition for the state being approved. Basically, the doctrine provides that the navigable waters of the state shall be ever free for public use. They cannot be privatized. The public rights cannot be defeated in those waters. And when the waters become filled, the same rights of the public carry over. So the new land, the filled lakebed lands or the filled rivers, that land must always be public. It can only be used for matters, for functions which are in aid of navigation, or it must be held by a public body for the free use and enjoyment of the public. Under the public trust doctrine, you cannot sell filled lakebed land for private development under Wisconsin law. Now, the Long Range Lakefront Committee chaired by Sue Black was sensitive to this issue, and this committee was sensitive to this issue. And the county board passed this resolution seeking a determination as to whether or not the transit center site was filled lake bed land or not, because it was recognized that if it was, the public trust doctrine would prohibit the sale for private development. So here's the resolution that was adopted by February, and it was approved by both this committee and the Judiciary Committee. See the first whereas clause that relates to the transit center. Now, I don't know why this isn't advancing. There we go. Thank you.
Yep. Should be able to use the up and down arrows.
Nope.
Why don't you stay up there?
Can you work your magic again?
Yeah, no, I think you just have to hit the down arrow here to go to the next one.
Oh, the down? Okay.
Yep, so whenever you want to go to the next slide, just hit the down arrow.
Thanks, Steve. The whereas clause I have under that I've highlighted indicates that to develop the subject property consistent with the public trust doctrine is necessary to obtain legal certainty pertaining to the county's rights to develop the property as intended by the proposed sale. And here we've entered in the resolve to hire the Reinhardt Law Firm to represent Milwaukee County in litigation to declare rights. Second, whereas clause, to work on getting title insurance. The word appropriate, taking steps as may be appropriate and necessary to assure the issuance of title insurance policy. The word appropriate is important there. That didn't happen. Finally, the county board authorized the filing of an action under Chapter 841 of the statutes for a declaration of rights in property to obtain a judgment determining the extent of the county's title and rights to the subject property. That's Chapter 841. That's a quiet title action. That's what you do if there's a cloud on the dial or someone else is making a claim. Preserve Our Parks came forward and said that we had evidence indicating that it was filled Lake Bed land and consequently under the trust doctrine couldn't be sold for private purposes. After this resolution was passed, Preserve Our Parks continued to gather evidence with respect to the filling of the transit center site, how much was filled, when it was filled, and so on, getting ready for the anticipated quiet title action, which we intended to participate in. But that didn't happen. Instead of going to the court as authorized by the county board, representatives of the county executive's office went to the legislature and got the legislature, as part of the budget bill, to insert provision establishing a fictitious shoreline well east of the transit center. That fictitious shoreline is not going to stand up. In this country, everyone's entitled to a day in court. In America, there's a requirement that due process be followed when rights are being determined. The legislature acted without notice. I understand that even the county supervisors were not notified. There was no public notice. There was no public participation. There was no debate. There was no hearing. There was no testimony. There were no witnesses. There was no process whatsoever, much less any due process. The role of the courts is to make rules that apply going forward. The role of the courts is to determine factual controversies. The courts are the part of the government. I don't mean to be lecturing this committee, but my point is the courts are set up to resolve an issue like this. I think that's what this resolution recognized. The courts are not going to let the legislature interfere with what is the proper jurisdiction of the courts. So we intend to go to court. If in fact the entire parcel is sold for private development, we believe that the western portion of the site is not subject to the public trust line. It's not filled like that. Let me show you what we will show the court when we get there. Our surveyor got us this map. Our surveyor's name is down in the right here. Well, I've got another for you. This is an aerial photograph that our surveyor obtained from SewerPAC. You can see the transit center there. I think what's happening is that the light, this works if there's no light, but the light behind it doesn't work. A federal surveyor started this history of here is, I'll try to move quickly, but the federal surveyor in 1835 established meander lines along what was then the shore of Lake Michigan. My understanding is meander lines are, rather than following the highly irregular shore of a lake or a water body, surveyors establish meander lines, usually close to the shore, usually within 50 feet, I'm told. There you can see that meander line crossing the western portion of the transit center and continuing northeast over what is now Donald Park. Here's a subdivision plat that was, that area was platted by Solomon Juneau and a fellow named Martin, and filed in 1832. The shoreline extends here. The lots, east-west lot lines, extended out up to the shore. The only distance that's measured is this one. It's 206 feet from the eastern edge of Caspe to where the water was. Increase Latham, he was a naturalist, a scientist, and a surveyor. And this is his 1856 plat. Block 99 is the area that's west of the transit center. Part of Block 99 underlies the transit center. The far eastern edge of Block 99 underlies the transit center. 1856. Here's the transit center with the 1856 shoreline depicted there, and the black dot along what is now Clyburn Street shows the 206-foot distance shown in the 1846 plat. The railroad came in 1873, and amazingly, it was built in this area over open water. And a breakwater constructed to the east of it. Block 99, once again, is the transit center, the western edge of the transit center site. Railroads were considered a public use. Railroads had the right to condemn property. So they did have to condemn property in other places, but here they just helped themselves to Lake Michigan. They didn't have to pay anything for it. Their charter gave them the right to do it.
Mr. Camps, can I ask you how many of these slides you have?
I think there are about six more.
Right. I'm going to ask you to move along because we do have a very tight schedule.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's the Dupree, the shoreline shown by Dupree and the breakwater overlaid. Here's the 1884 map from the Wisconsin Public Land Commissioner's office showing the same thing, railroad tracks and breakwater. Here's the overlay of the 1884 shoreline and breakwater over the site of the transit center. 1910, there's a new breakwater built out there. By that time, the railroad had filled in up to that breakwater. In 1912, according to Bruce's history of Milwaukee, in 1912, that railroad had 98 train arrivals and departures per day. That's how big that railroad was, and that's why they needed all those tracks and all that land. Now, here is the agreement between the city and Milwaukee in 1813, which, and that line Bush Nielsen, who was a special counsel for the county, we have a copy of his email to the DNR, wherein he told the DNR that the city had filled in that area. He was mistaken. That area was filled in by the railroad up to, from the old breakwater up to what is the 1913 line, which is the fictitious line adopted by the legislature. We have the annual report of the railroad talking about how they filled it in. The city gave permission to the railroad to fill in that area in 1913. And the annual report of the railroad in 1914 talks about how they filled it in. This is a report to the shareholders of the railroad. Reference was made in our previous annual report to an agreement with the city of Milwaukee by which the company acquired the right to fill in and occupy with additional tracts approximately 10 acres of submerged lands east of its present holdings on the shore of Lake Michigan. During the year covered by the report, substantial progress has been made in the filling and a protective crib has been completed. So that's still lake bed land, and it's subject to the public trust doctrine. Now, I know you've got a big agenda, and
unfortunately, we have budget amendments that this committee is supposed to finish and get
I
to.
I just want to say two things in closing. The way to resolve this matter is to direct your counsel to go to court and bring the quiet title action. We'll find out the true facts. We'll put in evidence. Both sides. Everyone can participate. We'll get the true facts and establish it and get a court judgment that'll be valid. And everyone knows where we stand. Or you can have your representative sit down with us and with any other interested party, and we'll draw a line that conforms to reality. I think it will establish that a third of the transit center site can be developed by a private entity, and that approximately two-thirds has to remain public. And then, if the agreement is reached, then we can go to court and get that. We can go into court together and get a judgment establishing that, so it's fixed. But the way it is now, you got nothing.
Mr. Camps, can you make the PowerPoint available to the committee? Would you have any objection to that?
Oh, yes, I can email it to every one of you. I'll do that.
Or even just email it to our clerk here, and she will make sure it gets distributed. We thank you for your public comments. Appreciate it. All right, are there any other concerns or comments from the committee? If not, I think we'll take a five-minute break. And then close the room for closed hearing. 5 minute break, everyone.
Thank you, Mrs. Camps.
I believe I can pull it. I think you saved it.
Oh, Why don't you do that? And then if it doesn't work, give me a ring.
Okay, thank you.